Alrighty, so it's the bonus episode. Again, we have a lot of things right, that we kind of, again, didn't touch on the previous episode. We kind of left out. I mean, I had a plan, but then the car came out. So, yeah. So XDA developers have shown off essentially a leak of Android 12, and it looks really interesting, to say the least. It shows off a ton of interesting features, to say the least. So it now has iOS-style widgets that on the home screen. It looks a whole lot, obviously it's a bit more cleaner with the material design, but obviously like with this kind of aesthetic that looks a little bit like MIUI or One UI or even iOS to an extent, which is interesting. Obviously it was Google's flavor of Android in that sense. On top of that, it has this new kind of like notification UI that essentially your key buttons, obviously to enable battery saving or to enable Wi-Fi, like they're now in these kinds of little cubes, and you click it and obviously it comes circle, so it's on. And obviously now it has this new design with the notification bubbles really that you have here, so if you have, you're talking to someone in a chat app, it is literally in one row of its own, and obviously there are notifications for other things. So but it's obviously a bit more refined compared to the previous version of Android, and it looks a whole lot more cleaner from the looks of it. And also, it has this light background, and it could go dark in dark mode from the looks of it. More interesting than everything is the privacy indicators that are there. This is surprising to say the least, that there's a privacy indicator right now with Android 12. So you may receive a warning in the form of a status bar indicator whether an app is using a camera or microphone. Tapping on these status bar icons may show a pop-up at the top of the screen that tells you exactly which apps are using the camera or microphone. And that's kind of interesting, frankly. Again, I mean, this kind of described in a podcast, but really, it's like a little, you know, if you on the screen, it shows a little pop-up on the corner that your mic is being used or a camera, and you can click on it, and it shows what's being used. And obviously, there's a settings icon to the right of it, so you can go and disable it if you want, which is interesting, to say the least. So this looks really, really interesting, to say the least. We don't really know much more about this other than these leaked images of Android 12. Hopefully, obviously, by the summer, we'll get to know more about Android 12 and when it does really come out later in the year. So there's your Android 12 leak, which is interesting. I mean, it's crazy how some phones are still on Android 10, so that's freaking bananas. Interestingly, Twitter is looking to offer a subscription tier on top of a free tier. Now, the Bloomberg reports that Twitter has been working on creating a subscription tier of the social network, and essentially and to start offering paid functions and features. So multiple ideas are under consideration, including a Rogue One subscription plan. This sounds a bit like that's the code name, actually, not the Star Wars movie, that's the code name. And that means that you can get advanced profile customization. Let's just bring up the Bloomberg report. Bloomberg's under a paywall, so hopefully this does load up. So a couple of ideas are being explored. One idea is known as tipping. Now, if you use other social networks or apps, like say, I don't know if this is in TikTok, or you can tip people money in live streams or something. There are apps out there where you can literally pay people money because they're doing something useful, they're entertaining you, you can literally give a bit of money to them. Like there was like this one big app that blew up in the US a few years back. And the idea about tipping is that you literally give people, pay money to people to so that these people can give you exclusive content. It's a bit like Substack, exactly. It looks a little similar to Substack in some way, except you get exclusive tweets and content. This could be a good revenue stream for Twitter itself. And then other possibilities are essentially charging a subscription to offer functions like advanced profile customization, an ability to undo send right away. And if you've already sent a tweet, you can like go back and undo it right away. I think they could make a lot of money offering the ability to edit tweets. Like that could change that could make them really wealthy. There are a lot of people who literally have typos in their tweets. This could be lucrative. And that's this saying of me being, someone who uses Twitter excessively. And then interestingly, they could start charging for functions like TweetDeck. I didn't know TweetDeck was a thing, but it's basically like a multi-layered feed of tweets and activity, and it's good for, say, certain people who look to Twitter in an analytical manner to track everything. But oh well. Obviously, Twitter is available for free to anyone, really, anywhere in the world where it's available, because it runs ads. You may remember the sentence that Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, answered his answer to a congressman, and they're like, "How are you free?" It would go like, "Senator, we run ads." So Twitter also runs an ad, but the thing is, obviously, unlike Facebook or Instagram, or other massive social network media networks, Twitter doesn't earn that much in ad revenue, and this could be a potential paradigm shift, really. As I said, it's interesting how they might be planning to, they might be looking to start offering paid function features and a subscription option with extra features. I don't know about you, but there are some people who would happily pay $10 a month to edit tweets. I'm just saying, this could be potential. And as I said, this also is coming again. Some idea, as I said, what could Twitter charge for? This is interesting to say the least. Like, people are kind of curious. You can get an ad. You browse through Twitter ad free. You don't see adverts in between. But the thing is, and also, and then obviously the TweetDeck functionality, which is interesting. Exclusive content, we've covered that already, but and again, a bit like Substack. In fact, Twitter bought Revue, REVUE, which is similar to Substack in itself. But the thing about Twitter is that everyone uses it, it's on so many devices, it reaches so many more people, and obviously you can have exclusive tweets or threads, or it'd be very popular. And there are people, and as I said, quite intelligent folks use Twitter to post long threads about discussing all sorts of topics and sharing their knowledge on all sorts of issues. So, I mean, if they do start letting people charge money for exclusive tweets or threads or spotlight stories, I don't know what, they could make, I mean, Nick's Twitter, and only take 20%, 30% of it, like Substack, they can make money here. This could be a multi-million-dollar business right away. There are a lot of people, business analysts. As I said, unlike most social media networks, Twitter is overwhelmingly used by quite intelligent folks and people in the business world and stuff, and those kind of people will be willing to pay for a good some intelligence or some data or information. So that kind of makes sense. They could be targeting for the market, same market as Substack from the looks of it. Higher quality video uploads, it sounds like Vimeo to me. Verification, but then fake again, but then trolls would pay a lot of money to get themselves verified on Twitter. That'd be crazy. More analytics and again, the user customization. I don't know about you, but I mean, I think they could make a whole lot of money offering people like advanced Twitter. They could make a lot of money by putting TweetDeck behind like a paywall, possibly, and obviously offering ability for people to pay people to see exclusive content and tweets, which would be a big business in and of itself. And and then more crazy. I mean, hear me out. This may sound overt, but this could be a possibility. Maybe like a news reading plat, something like Apple News Plus that Twitter can do. At least a lot of people pay for that because Twitter is also known for being a news platform overwhelmingly. So who knows? I think it'd be very controversial if they decided to offer to make Twitter a subscription service. Like that would literally destroy the need of using such a service. It would like reduce its reach to very few people. So that's not going to help, and especially it'll probably backfire heavily on Twitter's mission to be sort of the world's town square. So not happening in my own opinion. But this is in with these plans to offer these kind of paid products are interesting and quite creative, to be honest with you. And they'll probably have to do it because, as I said, it doesn't make enough money on ads, even if a lot of people use it around the world. And then on top of that, Nothing, which is this kind of new company that Carl Pei started, are planning to launch a pair of wireless earbuds later this summer. Again, according to because Carl Pei talked to Bloomberg and he revealed that they're planning to release their first product, which is wireless earbuds. And this is on top of raising $50 million in VC funding from Google's VC fund, Google Ventures, which is kind of interesting. I mean, I think one really good thing you could say, one exciting aspect of, you could say, of nothing really, is that Carl Pei is behind it, and he has tremendous experience running OnePlus and really making an iconic brand out of OnePlus, so that's kind of interesting. And then speaking of OnePlus, the OnePlus 9, its back camera got leaked because Dave Lee from Dave2D showed off, basically shared a picture from an anonymous source showing off the OnePlus 9 Pro. So the back and the back camera setup. Now there are four cameras, so it's quite a pro camera setup. But more interestingly, a little thing in the middle called Hasselblad. Now if you know Hasselblad, it's a premium camera brand, and it is incredibly premium camera brand. And it probably could be similar to Vivo's collaboration with Zeiss Optics and Huawei's obviously infamous collaboration with Leica, because they don't show you the camera technology makes their cameras phenomenal, but they show you the lenses, and the lenses are the real signs of that. So this could be a similar arrangement to Vivo and Huawei, and probably Nokia, to obviously make their cameras stand out. I mean, OnePlus really needs to step up in the photography department, but they're really improving it. The OnePlus 8 series is kind of been proof that they've been improving their camera quality, to say the least. From the looks of it, and if only this can open. I mean, and finally, Amazon may be looking to build a wall-mountable, maybe looking to create a wall-mounted display, touchscreen display, a bit like those smart home hubs with those touchscreen probably you see in millionaires' mansions. You press, you control lights and audio and everything, but it's like a Echo Show, but it's like a frame, but it's like to the wall. If you've had one of those like home automated systems, you know, like those Kinect 4 systems or Crestrons, and they're like those fancy touchscreens with like buttons for everything, like controlling your TV, your fridge, lights, everything, and you know, your music and everything, like you know what that is, right? And the irony is that some people have even kind of like, again, Amazon's probably realizing that they can create a wall-mounted surface, command touchscreen command kind of for a lot of people's homes. You know, like there's the stuff for home automation systems, and also hacks, really. You could take a little Echo Show, kind of jam it into the wall, kind of with a specialized wall mounts. There actually are specialized wall mounts for the Echoes. I think I could find them. Obviously, gotta find them at, you guessed it, Amazon.com, because that's where you get Amazon stuff. Let's see. I'm sure that they sell this stuff. Wall mount for Echo Show. Probably 5. Let's see if they have one for the Echo Show 5. That would look dope, though, in someone's bedroom or even in the hallway. Possibly. There's already a Amazon's Choice built-in wall mount. Like, okay, I'm sure, obviously, Amazon, when they do make their products, they look at consumer data from across the webs, Amazon.com and all that kind of good stuff. And they kind of realize that, there's a $22 built-in wall mount for the Echo Show 5. And Echo Show 5 is a really affordable Alexa display you can get if you have an Alexa smart home, really, if you think about it. It's $22 for a single mount. You have power Ethernet available. And the way it kind of works is, obviously, you drill a big enough space for the Echo Show itself, but then you plug the Echo Show in with, like, through USB. And they even sell a PoE mount. If you want to keep it wired to Ethernet, you can even do that. That's insane. So, I mean, until Amazon does launch such and such a product, if you think about it, you could run out and buy a mount for the Echo Show 5, $22 mount on Amazon. But But you know, this is not gonna be forever, really. Soon enough, Amazon's gonna create a built, completely built-in product, a slim form factor, flush display to the wall, and it will also, and you can, and obviously, you can run Alexa through it, and you can control your smart home. And it's a similar product for the Google Home, I think, the Nest Home products. So that's crazy part. And obviously, there are the smart home. Let me see, the smart switch. Touchscreen, I think there's a brand. Let me see. I saw this before, not this one. Oh yes, and also, and if you want to spend a lot of money, there's the Brilliant smart home control. That has like these knobs. So you just, you know, you it's like this. You zip it in, and you control your lights, or and it says touchscreen to the left of it. I mean, you have options to create the smart home like that. That really is like similar, almost similar to these home automation systems, and the closest thing to it. But the fact that they're working on it is interesting, and such a product could cost between $200 to $250, and would be available by the end of this year or probably next year. But the fact that they're working on it is interesting. I'm sure that they've looked at the sales data at those mounts, and they're like, maybe we could create something better than this. And so you know, another piece of hardware from Amazon. So that was the bonus episode. As I said, don't forget to subscribe and listen to more episodes and tell your friends about it, okay? Ciao.